Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program tonight. Here on, this is the, 21st of February of 2021. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Milan, Michigan, where I live, here on this Fat Tuesday. I really hope you got the chance to go and grab a punch key or some punch keys. Sometimes people will say pack skis, but pack ski, punch key, yummy. You know, whatever you want to call it. Either way, it equals yummy. Mm-hmm. It equals yummy. And I have me one of the Oreo. I have me an Oreo one today, and that one was delish. And, of course, tomorrow I'm going to have one of the peanut butter ones. Of course, those things are delicious. I think those things, whoever invented them, I think they came out of heaven. And, you know, what Fat Tuesday signifies is that you're 40 days to Resurrection Day. Resurrection Day, of course, Easter Sunday, that's the day where we celebrate the date of Jesus being resurrected. Of course, as Easter draws close, we will talk about that a bit, you know, when we get close to April, because Easter is a big time for Christians. It signifies, you know, that Jesus is still alive. And, of course, we know that. But, of course, tomorrow for these Catholics and others who do that thing, who do it that way, is the start of Lent. And personally, I don't do the whole Lent thing. If you like to do the Lent, that whole Lent thing, it's totally your pedigree. I'm not against you doing it if you want to. You know, the truth is, as Christians, we should all live a fasted life and now have our flesh under control and not have it trying to control us, because that flesh of ours, it means business. Mm-hmm. It wants things. There's things that it wants. There's times that you have to be able to tell it, no, you're not going to rule my life. You're not going to rule every day and every second of my life. It's like sometimes you might be in the house of God, say on a Sunday morning or something, and your flesh could say, tired. Feed me. Pastor, preaching too long. Like what your flesh will say. No, I'm seeking after God. Mm-hmm. I'm in his house. Mm-hmm. Or even at home, like you could be at home trying to read your Bible. You could be at home trying to pray. And your flesh could be sitting there being, now, watch this movie instead. Right. Could say, go watch this movie. Do that. There's stuff you could be doing besides reading your Bible. And you'd be like, they'll be like, I don't want you to read your Bible. I want you to. But the truth is, as Christians, is we should have that fasted lifestyle where we're able to put it down and fast pleasant bread. And you want to do Lent. That's, as I said, it's up to you. But I personally don't. But so totally up to you, because I'm sure there might have been some people who might be tuning in who might be like, well, Miracle Man, what do you think about the whole Lent thing? And obviously, if you think that that's what suits you, do it. No offense to those who do. No offense to those who don't. Because I do what I do. You do what you do. Some of the freedoms of the United States of America is, you know, we have you know, those freedoms, the right to our opinion, the right to, as we choose. But it's one of the beauties. But Pączkis, in case you didn't notice, they are Polish. And I know there's Polish places I could have went to get them and stuff, but there's a place in the town where I live that I've been to 5 years running to get them, right by my house, called the Gourmet Cupcake Shop. And every year since 2019, including 2019, I've been going there to get them. And they're always happy to see me whenever I go in there to get a donut or something. And I really like it. And some people might say, oh, yeah, there's always, you know, these other places, you know, yeah, there's Ace Hardware and Midland, but I'm not sure that they get the Pączkis from.
Oh, they sell them too, huh?
They sell Cops and Donuts.
Huh.
And of course, Cops and Donuts are delicious. Mm-hmm. But of course, listeners, not all of you would know about it because obviously we have people who tune into the show that are from not only from other parts of America who might not know what Cops and Donuts is, but also there's people who tune into this program that are from other countries. We have people, Laura, that tune in to this program that are literally from Muslim countries.
I love that so much. I don't know where Cops and Donuts are.
half of them probably don't even know what a donut is.
That's so crazy.
But for those of you listeners who don't know what Cops and Donuts is, it's a place that got its start. It's the true Cops and Donuts, which is in Clare, the headquarters of it is, it's an interesting story. It's called Cops and Donuts Clare City Bakery. The bakery there was started just before 1900. In 2009, a couple of Clare police officers bought the bakery a couple days before it was supposed to close down. They bought it because they wanted to save it.
Right.
They saved it. They grew it into an empire. And it became a lot stronger. Therefore, they put one in Bay City. They put one in Mount Pleasant. And they put one in Lansing, I believe. And
cool.
I think somewhere else. And that's how Cops and Donuts became a big thing.
I love that.
And that's a great thing, obviously. Someone helps go to police officer. And I think it's a great cause because, and by the way, if you're a police officer, a first responder of any kind, I want to thank you so much for tuning in because imagine if here in the United States or in many other countries, imagine if the police decided I'm not going to go into work today. I'm afraid of what people might do. I'm afraid of what someone might do just because I wrote them a minor ticket. Just obeying and enforcing the law of the land. just keeping the peace. Which, by the way, if you're a police officer, you're supposed to be a peace officer, and just trying to keep the peace. And to be like, I'm not going to go into work because I'm afraid of what one of the civilians might do. That's part of that is why I say, I pray that we would get that people in America and in these other countries would get their respect back for these police officers who have a very tough job. It's not easy to be a police officer. And we don't need to defund our police. they need extra funding. So, how about refund? How about increase the fund, not defund? And these cities who tried defunding the police, it hasn't worked so well for them. That's part of why I said last night, I thank God for places like Florida, where they've said they won't allow defunding of police. And as I just about said out loud when I was in Tampa, you know, late at night, you know, like at 9:30 p.m., you know, downtown Tampa on Valentine's night, you know, people were out having a good time. I didn't notice people saying, oh, I'm worried about what some vagrant might do. Oh, I'm worried that this might happen or that. You know, people were having a good time on the Riverwalk. And I'm not saying that just because it's Florida's perfect. No. Every city, you know, has issues. You know, you do it. I would do that again in Florida at that time of night before I would do that in, like, San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, certain places like that where you've got vagrants all over the place. You don't want to know what's on some of these streets of places like San Francisco. You've heard about it, though, Laura, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great.
It's not good.
No.
And from what you've heard, there's shady parts. Still shady parts of Orlando, but it's nothing like California. You heard that too?
Yeah.
It's nothing like California. It's not.
Ugh.
It's so much better. That's part of why, like, I always say, I would be, if it was to me, if it was Florida or California, I would so pick Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost said out loud, didn't want to put anybody on the spot, but you know what I almost said out loud? I almost said, thanks, Ron. Be referring to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and the great job that he's done. And with that state, he's been a voice for freedom for America ever through COVID and stuff. And he, through COVID, I noticed that he really stepped up, you know, what he thought on freedom. And how he vowed, this state will never close down again under my watch. On my watch. That's what he said back in like late September, early October 2020. And when I saw him, when I heard it in my room, listen to the news, I just about clapped and cheered because I had been waiting for a governor to say that. And I was so glad that he said that when he did. Not just safely as far as the truth. I mean, it totally made you feel like, you know, like someone stood up.
Mm-hmm.
It was about someone taking a stand against tyranny. Because tyranny, the Israelites dealt with tyranny with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh would keep saying, you know, I'll let them go, but they don't get to do this. I'll let them go, but they don't get to do that. They don't get to take their children. They don't get to do this. But then he'd rehouden again. He would rehouden again. That's what he did. But and anywhere you go has its pros and cons, including Florida. But I thank God for their governor and for the voice that he's been for freedom in his state. And I'm not going to take time on my program. This is the last thing I'm going to say about any of this tonight, and that is, I'm not going to take time on this program to sit here and say, you know, should DeSantis run for president? Should he not run for president? You know, about that, we'll see what happens. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because I have not designed this to be a political program, so I'm not going to let it become that. But I do sometimes give credit, like where credit is due, like for when I see positive things. I've loved where Ron DeSantis has said, Florida, the place where woke dies. Woke is that whole idea of what you see, like, from the left. You ever know what woke means, right, Laura?
I never did.
You should have Mark tell you. He could tell you.
Okay.
And it's
the woke movement?
Yeah, that whole woke movement.
Okay.
And there's all these things behind it with the whole gender thing and all this other stuff, this stuff, that stuff.
Yes.
But he's like, we're not going to be doing the indoctrination thing. This is the place where woke dies.
Yeah.
Referring to Florida.
Yeah.
And
that's here too.
And I think God does. I feel like God could be using him. I don't know how he is spiritually. The views we expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of the Miracle Man. Just my personal opinion. That's it. Take that as a grain of salt. And the topic. legal disclaimer. Because, when you are listening to the radio sometimes and you might get a certain ad that might be political or whatever, you might see here and it might say the views here do not necessarily represent,
Yeah.
or sometimes you'll hear the candidate speak and they'll say, I'm .. and I approve this message. I will not say I approve this message because I'm not running for anything.
Just disgusting.
But anyhow, it's... I do want to say, for those of us here across America right now this week, all kinds of different weather going on these next couple days, depending on where you are, determines what you're going to get. Here, where we are going under a winter storm warning in the morning, like 10 a.m., I don't know, 12 noon, at some places up to our north, it's 1 p.m., at some places to the south, it's same in our state, it's like same time as us, 12 noon, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of snow to the southeast and like Detroit area to as much as 12 inches up to our north by northwest. And some places there could be 2 to 5, 2/10 of an inch to half inch of ice. So some places have ice storm warnings because of that. Other places in the state just have advisories, like down city of Detroit. And then, the county to the south of that, Monroe. But get down to that state to the south, they don't have that. And places like Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, 70s, 80s at night. And sunny, maybe a little bit of rain tonight. But Florida is just going to stay in the 80s. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, best place to go in the winter, in my personal opinion, if you're looking for, a place for winter getaway, unless you want to ski. If your idea of fun is wintertime skiing, don't go to Florida. Stay away. You'll be happier. because there won't be much outdoor skiing you can do there because there's no mountains. So, and it doesn't really get cold enough. Because not only do I like it to be free, I also like in the winter for it to be warm. Free and warm. Mm-hmm.
That's my name of the game. Free and one. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
No wonder why I love it. No wonder. Free and one. You know? you know, you can have both.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd rather have that than have, you know, warm but controlled.
Yep.
You could go to certain places like, you know, certain parts of California where you could have maybe some of the warmth, but it's not the same as, you know, but anyhow, as I was saying, you know, so be on the lookout. If you're under these watches, warnings, be safe. And pay attention, but don't be fearful. Don't be fearful just because you see an alert about an ice storm warning that says you could get a half inch of ice. You know, do the generator. If you think the generator is going to help you, get one. Use wisdom, but at the same time, don't do the fear thing.
Trust in him.
You trust in him and even pray that you don't get the heavy amount of ice that you're supposed to get, because ice is really not a cool thing. You know, when you get lots of it, it can do not good things. For a second, it might or might not sound cool, depending on who you ask. To me personally, it does, but other people might see it differently. So obviously, I have to keep my mind aware of that.
Yeah.
But because different people will see that kind of thing differently. But anyhow, that's just my... I don't know why. I don't know why my phone was getting blown up. And by the records, by blown up, I don't mean like, you know, like having, you know, something taken to it, but it's just, you know, messages were coming. Because my pastor will kind of tease but kind of be serious about it at the same time, because, you know, people tuning in from all over, you know, making sure it's not FBI. He doesn't want to say anything about blowing up or whatever, because
right.
Who knows?
Right, you never know.
He never knows, but anyhow, so I kind of did it like that, like to kind of be funny about it, but still.
Right.
Like in case you're wondering why I said blow up.
Right.
but anyhow, nonetheless, enough of that. There's a couple of quick things that I want to tell you about, but first, a very quick thing that I want to remind you about. That is the Holy Spirit Conference at my church. Is next Tuesday night through Friday night. Services morning and night, except for Tuesday night where it's just the night. But it's at Living Word, 2010 North Stark Road, Midland, Michigan. And what the Holy Spirit Conference is it's a conference designed for the Holy Spirit to come in and do whatever he wants to do. And there's no time schedule besides like when the service starts and when prayers. But there's no time schedule. And it's to let the Holy Ghost come in and do whatever it is that he wants to do. And how many of us listeners, how many of you Spirit-filled believers could use more Holy Ghost? Amen. I know I could.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I know I could use more. And the way I see it, you can never get too much of it. You can never get too much of it. You can never get too much joy. Never get too much, you know, peace. And
our cup floweth over.
My cup floweth over, not tippeth over. It doesn't tip over like this water bottle is about to.
Right. It doesn't tip over and it doesn't get half filled.
It runs over.
Right.
And listeners, by the way, when March gets here, I'm going to be talking to you about the heaps and what the heaps are. And it's based on the blessing of the Lord. And it's a great thing. Monday night, I'm going to do it Monday night, actually, listeners, and here's why. Because, and I'm only going to say this about it. It starts with the third month, goes to the seventh month, and obviously in the biblical calendar, it was a bit different. It didn't always go by the Gregorian calendar year, March to July. It was a little bit different. Based on ours, it's March to July. And so Rodney Howard Brown had first taught about this in 2021 and taught about it again a bit last year, and I'm sure he will again this year. But it's a great thing. I'll talk to you about that come Monday night and what it's about and how does it relate to us. And it's about how God's going to bring us through. And you won't want to miss it because it's going to be great. And I know. And when I hear someone say, this will be the year of great blessing, you know, and great, you know, the year of more than enough, that includes that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that Monday night. I would Wednesday night because that's the first night, because that's the first night of the month, or even the 28th, the night right before it, except for we have the conference. Otherwise, I would do it right the night before. Because the time he taught that at his church, it was literally the day before March 1st, and God had literally revealed it to him right there. Right there. He had revealed it to him right there, and it was, like, awesome. Yeah, and it was, like, and it was almost like it came out of nowhere, and it's, like, but, It's like it just got snooped into his spirit. It was a deposit.
I love it.
Into his spirit, and then he shared it, and I just know that God, it's amazing how God uses things. And so, but it's just great to watch God do things and watch God bless people and watch God put blessings in front of us. And I like to say this. I'm not out there looking for blessings. Blessings out looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah.
You're not looking for them. They're looking for you.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you're really looking for it, it can almost be like you're literally looking for a handout.
You feel like you're a handout, right?
You feel like you're literally looking for handouts, and that's not even assuming you got a new job. I got a good job, but I'm blessed, and then it'd almost be like you going, bless me, which in my mind, at least, that's how looking for blessing would be. It'd be,
right.
But instead, nope. I'm not looking for blessing. Blessing's out looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the way it's supposed to be. But we'll be talking a bit about that along these lines come Monday night, and it'll be great. But Holy Spirit Conference, Living Word, next week. Go online to marktbarclay.com to stream it, or come on out. You'll be glad you did. Of course, if I know that some of you are tuning in from the show, you know, if you come and say hi to me and say, you know, you tune into my show, you know, I'll say hi to you. And you know, it's great. But if you can't make it, you know, tune in online, and you'll be glad you did, you know, and be expecting for God to move. Don't just turn it on. Don't just show up. You're gonna show up. Be expecting God to move.
Yeah.
I have it in my mind that I'm supposed to tell you, if you're gonna have anything to do with this conference, be expecting God to move. Don't just sit there or go to being like, well, I wonder what's gonna happen. I just wonder, you know. Well, you know, like, well, I hope, you know, that Dr. Buckway gives a good word, or whoever he might ask to speak gives a good word. I hope things happen. No, expect. Don't just say, well, I hope. You know how?
Right.
Because it's good to hope, but it's much better to expect.
Yeah.
And be hungry. And by hungry, I don't mean in your earthly belly. I mean that mindset, like that you're hungering after him, that you believe for him to move on your behalf through that. And I just felt in my spirit, listeners, that I was supposed to tell you that because, in my mind at least, this is important. All right. Now to the normal answer. Real quick, I want to remind you about two quick things. First of all, the book, Rivers of Miracles, it's the story of my life and how great God has been over the years of my life. Oh, trust me, so many different stories. There's things that have happened for me that aren't even in the book. You know, things here and there. But God's been there for me throughout my whole life. God's been there. And it's something that I thank him for, that he's been there to help me, you know, and to help my family. Yeah. And you get a 2-for-1 testimony package. You get my testimony. You also get my mom's testimony. So it's a 2-for-1 package. And you get it for one price. It's not like, oh, you pay $15, you know, to, you know, 60, you know, 15. You know, to hear about my testimony. Oh, but if you want to hear any of her testimony, it's going to cost you another $20. No. No. We didn't do that. It's in one. One book. But you get two testimonies. Not just mine, but my mom's too. And it's... And the truth is, those of us who are believers, we all have a testimony. We all have our own unique testimony. And when we get to heaven, I can't wait to hear everybody's testimonies. Some of you listeners, I can't wait. That's one of the things I'll be so excited to do when I get there, is to line all your listeners up. Those of you who listen to my show, and I know it. To line you all up and have you one by one come up to me and be like, tell me your testimony. What is it? You know?
Yeah.
You know, where were you at when Jesus found you? And different things. What did he do for you? And all these great things. I can't wait for that. It's one of those things in heaven that's going to be so wonderful. You just hear, you know, the testimonies what God did, but you get two testimonies for the price of one book, and how God did that, you know, and how he's been so faithful, and so you can go online to the website. riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V, as in Victor, E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about that book. And I'm believing God for you to read it. I'm believing God for more people to buy that book and read it. And not only, and then to pass it on to someone else. The more people that can read this book, the better. I'm not saying that someone can try to make a profit. Forget about the profit. I do it because I want people to know about the story, to know my Jesus.
Amen.
It's about people knowing my Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. I mean, sure, the money's nice, you know, make money.
Yeah.
But it's about people hearing them. People like you hearing about my Jesus.
Oh,
that's what it's about. And some people, it takes a story like that to get them to accept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and But for those of us, for those of you listeners who know Jesus, but maybe your faith's a bit low, in the name of Jesus, that book will increase your faith.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with your listeners, it takes faith to live today. It takes faith. It's not just, faith isn't just that something we have for when we need a miracle.
It's every day.
It takes faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's not a new thing that started last year or 5 years ago or the day I launched my show. It wasn't this brand new thing that the Miracle Man came up with. Jesus! It's in the Bible. That without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. So, praise God. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick before we sing a couple of songs and get into the Word of God, I want to remind you about PayPal. You can go online to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. Go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. By the way, thank you, Natalia, if you tuned in, thanks, Natalia, for always sowing your seed. Thanks, Natalia, for that. And honestly, listeners, you can go on there and sow a seed into the Miracle Man program and be a blessing into this program. And you're not just helping us keep us on the air when you do. That's not all you're doing. What you're doing, listeners, is you are sowing for yourself. You're sowing into the kingdom of God for yourself. And God can increase you for that. He'll bless you for sowing the seed into the kingdom of God. And when you sow into the Miracle Man, you are sowing into very fertile ground. Very good ground. You're sowing it on good ground. There's no thorns here. There's no rock. And if there was, I broke it. And it's not the little path either where the birds of the air just came and eat it. No path, no rocks, no thorns. Thistles. We don't do that here. This is good ground. Great ground. Fertile ground. It's beyond, I like to say beyond good. I don't know why Jesus said good. I say great. Ground. Great ground. But I'll say good because I don't want to add to. Because you don't want to take away from the word, but you also don't want to add to it. You sow seed into the good ground. Yield the crop. 30 times, 60 times, even 100 times, even 100-fold what was sown. I say 100-fold because don't want to put limiters on God. I don't want to put limits. No limits. No boundaries. No limits. No boundaries. And so go online to paypal.com in the search bar typing Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind the first R in Rivers is capitalized. Also, the S in Shukla, also capitalized. Other thing I want you to keep in mind is there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please, kindly, if you would, keep that in mind. Now, I want to sing a couple of songs real quick, and then I want to take you to the Word of the Lord for and see what all it is that the Lord has that he wants for me to speak to you about. And so, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my soul shall ever be. How marvelous, stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when we split the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord God Almighty reigns. Yes, you need. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. For you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We know you're here with us. We know you're here. I know you're here, Jesus. I can tell. Your presence is here. I pray that your presence is on every one of these people that is tuned in to this program tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. It breaks every yoke. That you are the God who breaks yokes. Whatever it is we're dealing with, you just break the yoke for us. For your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. That's what you told us, Jesus, is that your yoke is the easy yoke. Your burden is light. It's not a heavy one. It's light. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can just come to you, and we can lay those burdens down at your feet, and we can trust you, Jesus. We can have you on our side. We can have you helping us, because we know, Jesus, we know that what you can do for us. Thank you, Jesus, for that you are good and your mercy endures forever. And now, Lord God, I thank you for every one of these listeners. Thank you that they've come ready to receive your word tonight. And that these people, that as they hear this word, they'll pay attention to what you have to say. Thank you that you use me as your oracle tonight to say what you want said. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that these people will be doers of it. And now I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're meeting every need tonight represented, that you're healing our bodies. You're healing the lives, the bodies of these people that are tuning in. You're strengthening their minds, quickening their mortal body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're making them whole in every area of their life, their finances, their relationships, their children, their bodies, and all these different areas. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing for each and every one of these people. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. Thank you, Jesus, that finances come into this program. I thank you, Master, that more and more people tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Praise God. Go with me if you want to, please, if you would, please, to the book of 1 Thessalonians
I'm going to go to chapter number 3, and we'll see what the Lord has for us tonight. And we're going to see. And now, folks, if you're going to be, I don't want you to just sit there and watch. Pay attention. Pay attention, folks. Don't just sit there and be like one of those people who are, you know, like a mannequin, like the old mannequin that you like that you would see at the mall.
Yeah.
My pastor has teased in the pulpit of our church, of my church, and he said, but just so you know, there's not mannequins in here. It's just that they won't say amen.
Yeah.
And he was even doing that like 10, 12 years ago, even back when the mall was really good. And we actually had, you know, stores with all the mannequins in it. I'd be like, no, these are not mannequins. You know what I think would have been funnier? Would be if you would have said, these are not mannequins that we went and got from the mall.
Right.
If I was a pastor, and it was back in that day, I'm not a pastor now. I'm not one. But if I was in that day, I'd have been like, these are not mannequins that we got in the mall. It's not just, it's just that my congregation won't say amen. That's what I mean, this, you know, I'd be like, we didn't get them from the mall, you know? I'd be like, and furthermore, in the Bible, it actually says, and the fire came and destroyed them all.
Yeah.
Except for this, it says them all. Not T-H-E, small.
Oh, boy.
Or another one, then the Lord delivered them out of the mall.
Out of them all. I never even thought of
it. It's funny,
that.
Though.
Yeah.
It would have been even more. Now, if I were the pastor down in like a big metro area with good powerhouse malls,
I bet
I would use it in some of those places. And I bet you a bunch of the congregation would laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I try to imagine, like, what? Some of you raise your hands. Some of you have been using that charge card like crazy at the mall lately. Really? I'd be like, why do I feel like some of you have by those laughs?
Right.
That sounds like something I would say, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I'd be like,
is the first one?
First, 1 Thessalonians 3.
1 3? Okay.
Yeah, 3 verse 1. 3 verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens, and we sent Timothy, who is our brother, and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and to encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by their trials. And that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. And it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way that the tempter might have tempted you, and that our effort might have been useless. But Timothy has just now come to us from you, and he has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and our persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we have in the presence of our God because of you? and day. Turning the page. Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and our Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all of his holy ones, all his holy ones. Chapter 4, and then we'll talk about this. Finally, brethren. Oh, sounds like what my pastor does when he's about to close his Bible. He actually borrowed that from, you know, from Paul and Peter when they say, finally, brethren. Finally, brethren. His pastor borrowed it from there. And then he, by the way, he's used it a lot in the last 5 years when he's about to close his Bible. For when it's supposed to be open. It's actually hilarious. And he uses it about it, and he'll say, by the way, it's a sound of another sermon of mine dying. And he uses taps. And it's actually funny to watch. Okay. Kidding aside, chapter 4, let's go. Finally, brethren, we instructed you how to live in order to please God. As in fact, you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you, but the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. By the way, that can even include your flesh. Have control over your flesh. Not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but he called us to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. Capital H, capital S. Ha! That's a sign.
Yep.
God means business, folks. God means business. Verse 9. Now about brotherly love. We do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anyone. Oh, the coming of the Lord. Brothers, verse 13, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and therefore we believe, on the page, we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still asleep, who are left until the coming of the Lord, we will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a little whimper. A little whimper, so quiet. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what to tell you. Let's try that again, verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, a loud shout, as in it might get loud. Not it might get quiet. Not it might get quiet, you know, like a little... It said a loud shout might come down from heaven. And if you're wondering what this whole might get loud thing's about, stay tuned. You might find out soon what it's about. little stuff will come down from heaven with a loud shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Pause real quick before we read the last verse. He's not saying, it's going to be on a cloudy day. That means like up in the air, not like it's going to be on a cloudy day. So that doesn't mean, it'll be sunny, he won't come to me. That's not what that means.
No.
We won't come together with a cloud. And we will gather to meet him in the air, meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. My pastor has jokingly teased from the pulpit about that and said, therefore torment one another with these words. And then he said, no, comfort one another. Comfort one another with these words. Amen. And so, you know, pleasing God. We please God by obeying him, by putting him first, not putting ourselves first, but deciding to serve him just because it's convenient. It fits our schedule today to serve him. because otherwise, you know, a convenience Christian, a convenience Christian, you know, that's not the greatest thing if you're just going to be what I would call a convenience Christian. I serve God, I go to church because today it's very convenient. Because it's very convenient. I have nothing else to do. So, or at least maybe I have stuff to do, but it's outside of church. And so I can go to church today. But next Sunday, or next Thursday night, I can't. Because I have determined in my mind, convenience Christian, really? But in all honesty, pleasing God, that means, not pleasing yourself, pleasing him. And that means having control over your flesh and, over your body, and there's ways that you do that. Submit yourself to God. Now, We read verses tonight, too, about the coming of the Lord. What will it be like for the coming of the Lord? In this sense, the verses we read tonight did not talk about, you know, all the different things that will happen as far as the famines, the floods, the earthquakes, and all that. We read about what's going to happen as far as what order will they go up to be with him. What order? In what we've read, we found out tonight, we found out, hopefully you already knew, maybe some of you didn't, so I like to say for that case, we found out. What we found out is that it's the dead in Christ that will rise first. Dead in Christ, meaning they died in their earthly bodies. And they will be going up to heaven to be with the Lord when he comes. Then, and what's going to happen when he comes, he'll come down from heaven with a shout, not a little whisper, not a little whimper. The voice of the archangel, loud trumpet blast. Oh, and by the way, it won't be one of the trumpets from the band at a football game somewhere, a basketball game somewhere, or at an event. For those of you who are in the symphonies, no, I'm not, but for those of you who are, it won't be like one of those things you hear at the symphony either. Won't be something you hear on Broadway. Guaranteed. Or in some other musical theater somewhere, if you're into that kind of thing. Nope. It'll be very different. Oh, and by the way, your church has a trumpet? It's going to sound different from that trumpet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Will our ears, natural ears, be able to hear it? Someone has asked my pastor that before. And he said, well, he didn't exactly say, you know, whether we would hear it with our own ears. It would just be that we'd be able to hear it in our spirit. So I don't know.
Good surprise.
It'll be a good surprise for us. But in all honesty, even if our natural ears can hear it, I honestly, truly believe that it's going to sound different than any trumpet that we've heard on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But we see the voice of the archangel with the trumpet call. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those of us who are alive and remain, we will go to be in the air as well. And oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. And I'm looking forward to that. And you know, that's just something that has crossed my mind. You know, over the years, you know, as Christians, we all think about, you know, when you're in the last days, you know, when you live in the last of the last days, like we do, you should, as a Christian, you should be looking forward to that day.
Of course, yeah.
But not necessarily in the sense like, oh, I want to get out of here.
Right.
I'm broken down. I'm beat up.
Right.
I can't go another day. Really? And by the way, if you're like, well, I can't go another day, but, you know, trust in God. He'll help you.
Yep. Walk with him.
Walk with him. Because even though we're closer to the coming than what we've ever been, it's not like, oh, I know for sure he'll come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't come next week? What if he doesn't come next month? Got to trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And got to be believing. You don't wait on, you know, you still live your life. And that. You don't wait on him like you wait for a bus.
Right.
It's not like you sit there somewhere in your house in a certain position.
Mm-hmm.
On your couch, waiting, like how you wait outside, maybe in your city, you wait at a bus shelter, waiting for your city bus. Like if I lived in an area with fixed bus,
mm-hmm.
and was to take the bus somewhere or the train somewhere, you know, there'd be certain places where you would stand or sit and wait for your transport. That's not how we wait for the Lord, though. I used to tease about that and be like, oh, like you wait for your bus.
Waiting at the bus stop. Nope.
It's not like that, because otherwise that could be a very long wait.
Yeah. How would we eat? How would we get?
Yeah, your legs would be so sore from waiting. It'd be like, well, what are you going to do? Like, imagine if people actually sat at the bus stop saying they're waiting for God.
Waiting for Jesus.
Yeah, it'd be like, for the record, the sound of the archangel will not be the sound of the bus horn or the bus's motor.
No.
By the way, it doesn't matter whether it's a combustion engine or a diesel engine. It doesn't matter.
No.
You can't be, oh, I hear a diesel. It's up in front of me.
Yay.
It's a bus!
Yay.
It's like, Jesus doesn't come on a bus. That would be crazy if some people were taught a doctrine that Jesus came on a bus.
Wouldn't it be,
though? Thinking, oh, he's here!
He's here! Come on, the bus is here!
Oh, if it was, that'd be the foolish bus ever, and you possibly wouldn't get a seat.
Oh, amen.
I would hope at least, and if there was any empty seats on it, I'd wonder, like, why are all these seats empty?
Right.
I'd be like, what? Why are there empty seats on this bus? This thing should be full.
Right.
Is what I'd be thinking. But no, it's not. We strengthen our eyes and we wait upon the Lord. We trust in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And when He comes, we hear that voice of the archangel. And the dead in Him rise first. And when it talked about those who were sleeping, it was talking about those who have died. It wasn't talking about those who are in your bed, in your unconscious state, that you would be when you are sleeping, like at night or if you work nights during the day, you know, whenever you go do your shut-eye time. Your shut-eye time that you do every... that he wasn't talking about shut-eye. He was talking about those who died and have, as we like to say, went to heaven. Those ultimately get to go up with him first. They ultimately get to go up with him first. Then those who are alive in our earthly bodies, who are alive, get to go after them. I'm not saying I'll be alive. I'm not saying I won't be. We are in the last of the last days. As of right now, I plan to be in that. I plan to be on that. As I'm sure if you realize that you've been in the last days, I'm sure you would plan to be in that group, alive in him, you know? Because in my mind, I do. But that's just a great thing to think about, what that will be like when Jesus comes for us. And I just know that's going to be a great day. There will be nothing sad about that day. Nothing. And even if you were on earth going about on your day, if that's what happened, you'll basically forget about everything that happened that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that trumpet call will cause you to forget all about all that other stuff. Because you'll be consumed by him. And you'll get to see him in all his glory. And then, you know, later we'll get to see him split the eastern sky. And oh, I tell you, whatever acrobatics you've watched, whatever athletics you've watched, you see someone shoot that awesome three-pointer, score someone, run run a kickoff return in for 100 yards. You know, whatever brilliancy you've seen with that, whatever brilliancy you saw from a karate kick or whatever else, or a fighter, you know, maybe you watched a boxer knock him out in one punch or whatever, anything like that. That won't compare to what you see when you see Jesus split the eastern sky. That will be so awesome. And honestly, that's going to be actually cool. But beyond cool, that'll be like wonderful to see. That'll be like so massive. We saw some stuff down here that was pretty cool. But it won't compare to that.
Nope.
Won't compare to that. Mm-hmm. And we even sang about that tonight, listeners, how marvelous, how wonderful. And we do pre-service prayer at my local church, and it's designed to pray over the service, what it's designed for. But they do music, that music is played, and one of the things that was played over the speakers was how marvelous, how wonderful. But one of the verses that was in it was very different from like the one that I remembered from when we would sing that back over 20 years ago. But I know we sang that certain verse that about the end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry and we'll be singing how marvelous, how wonderful. And like that verse to me, ministered to me a lot when I was little and we would sing it. And I remember it. And to me, that might be the important verse, along with the other one about the other verse that we sang about how we stand amazed in his presence and how could he love us when we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short, but he loved us anyway. I kind of forgot the verse from the other version. I felt like it wasn't the same. But you know, I mean, it's still a great song, either regardless of what verses you use. It's an awesome, awesome song. Whoever wrote that, you know, it's an awesome song. And it's great to just see. It's great to imagine what that's going to be like when it comes. It really is. And it's going to be marvelous because, after all, Jesus is marvelous. He is wonderful. He really is. And I can think of times when I was very, very little, like, I don't know, 3 years old, 4 years old, that my mom would be rocking me in the chair. And she'd be singing that song. Oh. How marvelous, how wonderful. And I kind of remember a couple of those times, me being very sick. And she was singing that song. And that song, you know, it's funny. You know, for so many years, I never sang it. But it was always in the back of my mind somewhere. But then I had sang it a few times on this program, but to be honest with you, listeners, you're going to hear it a little bit more than what you have been. You're going to hear it a little bit more. And honestly, folks, it's ministered to me a lot. It ministered to me a lot when I was little. It took me getting older to realize, but there's things that it did for me. Isn't it something? Sometimes it takes a long time for you to realize. It's almost like I go and I sing it right here, and it's like it just does something. It's like, yes.
Yeah, your soul is as well with our soul.
Like, and it's so well with our soul, and it's like some of these great hymns. Like there's some hymns that you could go like, oh well, but there's other hymns. It's like it just does something.
Yeah,
to our soul. That it's almost like it just speaks through you, and it's amazing what Jesus will use.
Yeah.
And it's just, especially if it helps when you get through some stuff.
Yeah.
Like what I was going through when I was little.
Sure, it helped your mom just as much.
Yes. And if I were to think of certain songs that ministered to me like that, another one that I had liked a lot from way back when was "Come on and walk on the water with me," which is basically what Jesus said.
Oh yeah.
Come on and walk on the water with me.
Yeah.
And he said, "You will not fail."
Mm-hmm.
And some people might say, "Oh, but that song is so old. This is 2022. Oh, they're good songs now, but they were good songs back then too."
Wow.
And Jesus doesn't go based on a certain timeline on when a song was made. He's not bound by a certain timeline.
No.
He's not. That's why on this program you hear some contemporary, very new stuff,
okay,
and you also hear some stuff that was from a long time ago, like some old hymns and decent amount of some stuff here and there from, you know, back to the 90s. You say, why 90s? I was born in like 89, and some of those that we might have sang that maybe were from the 80s, but we were singing them in the 90s,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, 94, 93. You know, they ministered.
Yep.
And they were there as that was. So it kind of takes me back. And one night, kind of recently, we were singing like some Andre Crouch stuff. You know?
Bring glory to him.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, so that's part of where I get a lot of my songs from.
Yeah. Because
I'm sure some of you people might wonder, you know? And like, they all have a means of ministering to me. Some of them being contemporary, others,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I try to have a good kind of range, you know.
A bunch of flavors.
Yeah. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow night. So long, everybody. Control.
Good job.